Well, the economic condition has deteriorated. And the reason for that is that Tunisian economy was highly dependent on tourism. And after the uprising, the tourism industry has really lost almost all of the tourists that were coming from other Arab countries and Europe. So an economy in which about 1.5 million people were dependent on tourism has now practically lost that industry, especially since the situation in Libya has also created added tension, added anxiety for potential tourists that were coming to Tunisia. On top of that, the Libyans who were last year among the some of the better spending, wealthier tourists who visit Tunisia are now coming to Tunisia as refugees, and they have become an economic burden on Tunisia. Investment, foreign investment has declined. Because of Tunisia's good economic conditions and good economic policies in recent years, Tunisia was receiving a good amount of foreign investment. But the supply of foreign investment has now gone down significantly.
You've said that both Tunisia and Egypt need a financial aid package, much like the Marshall Plan that was used to help Europe recover from World War II. Are you saying that these countries are economically in a similar position to countries that have been devastated by war?
Well, the condition of European economies after World War II was worse, significantly worse than the condition of Tunisia. But what I'm saying is that because the uprising has resulted in economic decline and economic hardship that I explained earlier, they need some kind of economic assistance to offset the adverse effect of the loss of tourism and loss of private foreign investment. And in that sense, I believe they need economic assistance. And receiving this economic assistance is really crucial for making sure the political transition to democracy succeeds in these two countries. Otherwise, the economic hardship itself could lead to instability and adverse political developments.
You say that the United States and Europe aren't in a position to offer this kind of assistance and that it should be Arab countries that step in. One of the countries you suggest is Saudi Arabia. Would it be fair to assume that any country who would offer this aid would also expect to assert their own influence on Egypt and Tunisia?
Well, you're right. When people offer aid, they make certain demands. That's why often aid comes with conditions. But in this particular situation, I think so the benefit of providing economic assistance to Egypt and Tunisia for Saudi Arabia is that it helps stabilize the entire region. Lack of assistance might lead to not only economic hardship, but political instability in Egypt and Tunisia, which will further destabilize the entire region and would have adverse effect on Saudi Arabia itself.
Presidential elections are expected around November in Egypt, and Tunisia has scheduled elections for a council to rewrite their constitution in late July. Does the international community have until those dates to come up with a financial plan in order to stabilize those democratic processes?
I wouldn't say there is a fixed time frame for this aid. I think the sooner the better.